Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. In those very dark days after Bob Owens met his unfortunate end, somebody very unheralded stepped up and started writing at breakneck pace at BearingArms.com, trying to fill what, you know, was the void. And he is still doing it today. He did it. He's done it through all of the shifts and all of the transformations it has gone through. He is the one constant factor since that dark day. And for all I know, he may have been writing then. I just wasn't paying attention. But joining us now from Bearing Arms for the very first time is Tom Knighton. Good afternoon, sir.
I appreciate it.
You know what?
An introduction like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're like a ninja. I hope I got the right picture of you to put on the podcast part of it. There's just not that many pictures of you out there, Tom. Nobody knows.
No, they're not. That's probably for the best. I have to look at my face in the mirror. No one else has to endure that.
Well, I mean, you do those video streams with Cam all the time. I mean, it's not like you're not getting seen out there.
I've done a few, yeah. Some with Cam, some with Second Amendment Foundation. I'm on there pretty regular, too.
Right, right.
But that's still, you know, no one should have to endure that.
Well, listen. Listen, don't get too riled up about that. That's it still works pretty good. Still works pretty good. So let's talk about some stuff you've been writing about. And one of the things that's out there right now that I consider this to be the all part and parcel of the complete Cloward and Piven setup they're trying to do, a la gun control, in order to drive everybody to the leftist viewpoint. They have enacted something in these blue cities called bail reform.
Yo.
And since Cuomo stepped away, they somehow managed to find somebody more egomaniacal than him to take over the state of New York, that being the then sitting Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. And right now in New York City land, everybody pretty much has a get out of jail free card. What did you find out about this? They're discussing bail reform and all this other stuff. And what did you figure out with this?
Well, one thing that's interesting is that Hochul is wanting to include firearm related crimes on the list of stuff that will require bail, which is interesting because the people who are actively opposing her are still gun control fanatics. These are the same, you know, the people who are sitting here saying, no, criminals who commit crimes with firearms should be right back out on the street, and that guns are only a small fraction. The story I was quoting earlier today was about how, you know, guns are only involved in a small fraction of violent crime. But why is violent crime the reason given for every bit of gun control that New York State has passed in the last 100 years? You know, it's just the idea is baffling to me that, you know, when it comes time for something they support, bail reform, guns aren't that big of a problem. Well, why were they a problem when y'all had to pass the SAFE Act?
See, and this is the interesting point too. She says that the governor says that she is data driven. I've said many times that I am data driven. If I picked up a gun and the voices started telling me to go knock off a liquor store or go shoot something up or something, I would go that route. I would go that route and say, guns evil, guns bad. Except data is against them. So obviously she's, I guess because her face is moving, that means she's lying?
Well, she's a politician. So
oh, okay.
She's going to par for the course.
That's right, that's right, that's right. They do that from all stretches. So yeah. when I look at this stuff and I see these things and everything, it does not surprise me that she wants to include gun crimes, because they also are not actually aiming at criminals with some of this stuff, are they?
No, no, that's never the case. I mean, it's important to remember that in the phrase gun crime, which a lot of people in the Second Amendment community absolutely despise as a term, but it is a term used colloquially and commonly. But when you think about the term gun crime, gun is an adjective. It is an adjective modifying the word crime, the noun crime.
Right.
But, which means we should be focused on the crime, and the term gun just differentiates that crime from knife crime, car crime, baseball bat crime, you know, harsh language crime, whatever. But that's never the way it's applied. It's always focused on gun. And so when they're focusing on gun crime, you know good and well that part of that crime, you know, one of the crimes that's going to fall under gun crime is carrying without a permit. Well, the Second Amendment tells us we have the right to keep and bear arms and that it shall not be infringed. A lot of people do not understand what the permitting laws are. And let's face it, it's New York. The odds of getting a permit, especially in some place like New York City, well, the way I put it, I've got a better chance of Kate Beckinsale calling me up and asking me out on my date and my wife being really cool with me.
Do you have that going on?
I wish.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, I've got a better chance of that happening than getting a permit in New York. Especially
probably.
In New York City.
Probably.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, this whole thing about, you know, focusing on gun crime will target people who are carrying without a permit, who don't understand how to get a permit, or who applied and were turned down, but they legitimately feel like they have a threat against them. You know, a lot of people are going to get jammed up with this, and
yeah,
they're the ones that are going to get targeted. It's not just the violent criminals. I mean, I don't think anyone has a problem with the idea of violent criminals requiring bail. Except for, well, let me take that back. In this day and age, that's a way too broad a statement. Too many people want everyone to go right back out on the street. If the focus had been violent criminals, I would have actually applauded the move. To me, when you're violent, I don't care what the tool is.
Right. The left always has a 50-50 chance of doing the right thing.
Yeah, they just always get the wrong 50%.
Right, right, right.
The way I always phrase it, and I've written it this way a lot, and I'm, you know, yeah, I'm a little enamored with something I wrote, but I prefer to focus on not the tool, but the tool using it. Focusing on violent crime, and you know, would accomplish that just great. But Hochul's focusing on the tool, which is really just basically saying it's okay if you murder 15 people with a knife, just don't accidentally shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, I think she's probably saying some other stuff as well, as far
sure.
as government control and everything else. It's all in the subtext. But it's interesting to watch them try to do this dance when all they're doing is more of what they've already done, which obviously is not working. It's not targeting criminals and everything else. But it's always interesting to watch that whenever they're doing it. For me, it is. But
yeah.
I'm like you. I enjoy both sides of them doing that little Potomac two-step, as they call that. We're coming up on the first break. BearingArms.com. You're only going to get the facts. You're not going to get a lot of word fare thrown your way. It's going to be very clear-cut, concise, and hitting it. It's been that way for quite some time. Tom is one of the featured writers there. You should go check him out, BearingArms.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Tom Knighton from BearingArms.com. I've been using your stuff for a long time, Tom, just so you know.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Anyway, well, let's talk about this because I've always, it's such a stupid phrase to begin with, and everybody's like, yeah, I think it was good. From politicians to the most ignorant person out there. Gun buybacks.
Oh, yeah.
Which is synonymous with offering a $50 gift certificate for something that might actually fling And you can turn in junk and get it too. And yep. Also, if I was like the Iceman, remember that Bostonian hitman yep. that killed however many? If I was that guy, I'd be killing people in the place where they had gun buybacks.
Yep.
And maybe micro stamping, just to throw in something to confuse them a little bit. So. You have looked recently at gun buybacks and
yeah.
It's interesting. It's interesting the the motivation for the gun buyback because I've always said that every little gun control mechanism has nothing to do with public safety. In this particular event, they decided to admit it. Tell me about this.
Yeah, it was in Virginia. A community leader, well, a Democrat, said that, even if, he was asked about data that showed gun buybacks do not work. Now, we've known this for years. This is not new. Data from this, we've had coming in since the 70s. But they asked him about a recent study. And his response was, well, it doesn't really matter if they don't work. We need to show the community we care. I can't help but think that the community would feel like you cared more if you actually did something about the violent criminals that are running around their neighborhoods.
And didn't have bail reform.
Yeah. And plus, buybacks are, like you mentioned with the Iceman, buybacks are a great place to dump guns. No questions asked. I can just take a gun in and drop it off. You're worried about someone else catching you? Have your little brother take it in and get the gift card.
Right.
Why dump it in the river when you can get a $50 gift card for it?
You might be able to get an Xbox or something.
Yeah. But the fact that, he admitted, this is just to make, so the community knows we care. There's just better ways to do it. There are much better ways to do it.
I would like to test that no questions asked thing. Go out with a bunch of Glocks with a bunch of those oil can suppressors on the end of them.
Yeah.
See if anybody actually knew what that was about. They're like, why do these have oil filters? Why does this have like a Fram oil filter on the end of it?
No questions asked.
No questions asked.
Well, one of my favorite examples was a guy took a couple of pipes and strapped it to a 2x4 that he'd shaped roughly like a gun. There's no way this thing was a functional firearm.
Right.
There's no way in hell. But they were given like $200 gift cards, and it was like a Visa gift card or something, So not even like a grocery one. They were trying to actually be smarter about this. He brought in like two or three of those. And if I remember right, he took the gift cards and used him to buy a Glock. He had like $25 in parts. This is when lumber wasn't, ridiculously expensive. But, he had like maybe $25 in all of these. And, they're like, okay, well, we're, no questions asked. Also has to include, you got to think it includes, does this work? And considering some of the guns I've seen turned in through the years that were actually firearms, there's no way they worked.
I would be getting out there going, of course it works. Haven't you seen that movie with Clint Eastwood and John Malkovich?
Yeah. Because, movies are really always accurate on guns.
Absolutely.
But when you're somebody who believes in gun buybacks, you also believe Hollywood, so that would actually work with them. But it's, I remember reading that story that morning, and, we're doing this, we need to let the community know we care. Really? This is how you do it? I mean, I got to give, like I said, I give him credit for the fact that he admitted that, he wasn't trying to come up with something on the fly about how that the study was wrong, anything like that, because the study wasn't wrong. We've seen these studies years and years. The only study I've ever seen that hinted there was a way they worked, it was a gun buyback in conjunction with other interventions. other things that were being done.
Right.
But that still leaves the question, was it the buyback or these other things that accomplished something? Since we know buybacks don't do anything on their own, I'm willing to bet these other things won't. Doing those would show the community you care, and they're actually backed by at least one study. But then again, if they had any sense, they wouldn't be any gun in the first place.
You know, I get this image, and I really like. Do you and Cam work in the same place you guys work from home?
We work from home. We speak daily, but we work from home.
I would like to take a picture of your desks just to see if you both go out and buy the Costco bottle of ibuprofen for when your brain starts hurting, when this kind of anti-logic is presented to you as a reason for something.
Well, I can't because I don't have a Costco here, but I do get it from Sam's.
Well, it's the same thing. It's a big bottle. It probably looks like a fire extinguisher or something. That's what you got. That's what I would have to have. This is why I don't write.
Well, I was a Navy corpsman, so okay. I know how to give myself an IV.
Oh.
So I just have an IV running.
Oh. Hmm. I took combat life saving, so I do know how to give an IV. I just don't have any drugs to hook to it. So that's where my
talk about the drugs.
Yeah, well, that's where my problem comes in. I have to be able to articulate and form sentences and say some words, and I still butcher a whole lot of the English language on a daily basis. Ask Cam how that works out.
absolutely.
Cam used to, Cam been out there. He's been out there in the radio business, and now he's in the writing business.
He still fills in here and there on radio from time to time, too.
Yep. Now, of course, we're going to talk about this when we get back. But I mean, were you working there when Bob was still there?
I was not.
Okay.
I came a short time after he passed.
Yeah, yeah.
Never got a chance to work with him or even speak with him.
Right.
Which, you know.
Well, you guys are carrying the fire well. But anyway, we're heading into the next break. BearingArms.com. They have a VIP section where you can get involved and see stuff that I don't even get to see. You can get on their news, start receiving their newsletter, get a blast every time something's going on. BearingArms.com. This is Tom Knighton, one of the writers there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chairman Jerome Powell has now announced that the Federal Reserve will raise its benchmark short-term interest rate faster than expected and high enough to restrain growth and hiring if this is necessary to slow rampaging inflation. At their meeting last week, Fed officials raised the key rate from near zero to a quarter to a half point and forecast they would carry out at least six more quarter point hikes this year. Powell said if necessary, the Fed would be open to raising rates by a more aggressive half point at multiple meetings to push rates into restrictive territory that will limit growth. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black woman nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court, is facing four straight days of high-profile confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Today's session kicked off with 10-minute opening statements from committee members, 5-minute statements from outside introducers, and then 10 minutes from Jackson herself. This is USA Radio News.
Russian forces might be facing air defense systems that the old Soviet Union produced and were acquired by the United States secretly, according to the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. is reportedly sending Soviet-made air defense systems to Ukraine in its efforts to support Ukraine with lethal aid, stopping short of delivering MiG jet fighters or declaring a NATO no-fly zone over the country amid Vladimir Putin's warnings that doing so would escalate the special military operation into a full-fledged war with NATO. There's good news for teachers in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis announced that he's raising the average minimum salary to all of the state's teachers to at least $47,500. Speaking at a charter school in Wilmington, Florida, the Republican governor said he's earmarking $800 million from the state's new budget to fund the pay increases, which includes even higher pay for more experienced teachers. DeSantis said it's crucial to reward educators for their hard work during the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This, well, I don't have that part for this segment, sorry. We are speaking with Tom Knighton from BearingArms.com, looking at some of the stuff he has written the other day. I noticed that you saw that Ohio Governor Mike Captain Conservative DeWine decided to sign constitutional carry to try to save his political career.
Yes, he did.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it was kind of funny. I was on with Paul Lathrop on Second Amendment Foundation's Daily Bullet, and we were talking about it, you know, and we agreed that DeWine really didn't have a choice. You know, he may not want to sign it, but he kind of had to. It turned out he had signed it like 45 minutes before we started shooting. But you know, I still think that, you know, after Dayton, he started pushing his own gun control bill, Ohio Strong.
Right.
Or Strong Ohio, I can never remember which way direction it was. But he still, you know, it was his own gun control laws. Now, they weren't the worst gun control laws we've ever seen, but gun control is gun control is gun control. You know, compromised for decades, trying to play nice. All it ever got us was more gun control. You know, we don't play nice anymore. DeWine was trying to play nice. It became clear that he was not a staunch defender of the Second Amendment. But when the legislature passed constitutional carry, he had two choices. He could either sign it and possibly survive primary challenge, or he could veto it and might as well not even bother running, because there was no way he was going to be able to pull his, you know, I'm a conservative, no one's going to buy it. You know, it's just not going to happen.
Well, I mean, the thing about this, though, I mean, he's a Republican, right?
Yep.
See, Ohio's where they had the FASTER program. And they actually had law-abiding teachers armed in schools.
Yep.
I mean, for a lot of people, they look at that and they're like, oh, my God. You know, you ask a clergyman about it. Is it okay if I carry a gun in your church? I can't believe we have to carry a gun in the church. Well, you better believe it, son. You better believe it. And the same thing with schools. I mean, and I've got this theory. And I want to know what you think about this, Mr. Knighton. When you talk about stuff like this, like this guy, when he had the FASTER program, which I don't think they actually have it currently there. I think something happened. You probably know more about that than I do. But, you know, my contention is that we, after Columbine, we should never have had another school shooting again. And yet, we did not learn our lesson. We do nothing different. We do nothing different. All we did was we got plastic signs out of that. And then we had more school shootings. And we still only have plastic signs.
Yep.
And for me, looking at these guys, like with this guy in Dayton, I don't know. I don't remember the details of that. I don't know if, he was out there. I know he didn't have a permit to carry a concealed weapon.
He did not.
He did not, and I don't know what the other... I don't remember the details to it because I'm having one of those days. It's not a blonde moment. I have no hair at all. But, I'm almost certain that he was not deranged enough to pull out a gun like at a gun show.
Yeah, no.
So, and
he carried an AR-15 to a bar district.
Oh. Do they allow guns in bars in Ohio?
I am not 100% certain. He was outside the bar, though.
Right.
So, you know, he would have been technically not in the bar, but, you know, it's like, I know you probably told people this, too. If the laws against murder weren't enough to stop this guy, a law telling him he couldn't carry a gun probably wasn't going to dissuade him either.
No, not at all.
Yeah, just wasn't going to happen.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. That's the biggest fallacy about that, all that red flag law, gun violence restraining order, whatever you want to call it. They take the gun and leave the weapon on the street.
Yeah.
Because the weapon is the would-be perpetrator. If they're actually going after somebody that is actually a bona fide threat, except most of the time those guys never seem to get caught up in that.
Yeah. Let's remember, the worst mass murder of the modern era that was not carried, that not counting 9/11, was Oklahoma City.
Right. Fertilizer.
There wasn't a firearm involved. Nobody got shot. It was a homemade bomb. Let's say somebody had got, let's say Oklahoma had a red flag law, and someone was like, I think this McVeigh guy's a little off. He's talking like he's going to hurt some people. Okay, well, we'll take his guns. That would have accomplished a whole heck of a lot, now, wouldn't it?
Nope.
And I agree with you. The first thing that should have happened after Columbine is, okay, we need to start putting guns in the school. After 9/11, what happened? Air Marshal Program. We started giving pilots firearms. We looked at that and said, oh, these are very bad people. We need to make absolutely sure they can never do this again. And the best way to do that is to have people on these planes that can shoot them in the face.
Hmm.
Yeah. And what has happened since 9/11? There hasn't been a single American plane hijacked.
Mm-mm.
It ain't the TSA keeping us safe. I think they've hired more terrorists than they caught. So, that was the approach we took. We put guns on the plane so that couldn't happen. Why are we not doing the same thing with our school?
Don't know. Don't know.
Now, school resource officers were a good start, but as we saw in Parkland, it wasn't enough.
Well, I mean, in Columbine, it wasn't enough. They lured those guys out. They set something off out in the field, and they oh, gosh, let's go, guys, let's go. Then they locked the doors behind them.
one or two officers is not going to have enough coverage.
No. Well, I mean, and the thing about it is most of those guys, it's not their fault, but most of those guys that get that kind of duty, they're not exactly in their track star days. They are on the tail end of what was probably a very good, distinguished career, and they are still certified to wear a gun belt and have a badge on their chest.
And it's a sweet gig. You know, my father's a retired police officer, so I know what it's like on a family when you're doing the shifts and all the danger that is involved with the job and everything.
Right.
And to get an opportunity to, I can park it in a school. I'll be home by 4 o'clock every day.
Yep.
I'll be home every weekend, home every holiday. I can spend every summer with my kids.
Sign me up.
Why would an officer jump at that, especially after all the strain of a career? And seniority's going to play a factor. You're not going to, you know, why do the young bugs that don't have families get to, you know, have the sweet gig?
Indeed.
Makes sense.
It does. It does. And quite poetically, the Democrats now, they've got the knives out on DeWine. We're coming up on the next break. Tom Knighton, he writes at BearingArms.com. They do a bunch of really good analysis on what's going on out there, Tom and Cam both. Check them out at BearingArms.com. Check out Tom's stuff. Occasionally, even Cam and Tom get together and do a stream. Check those out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Tom Knighton from BearingArms.com. If you have never checked out BearingArms.com, that you are missing something. You are truly missing something. I've long thought that you and Cam, you guys get like a headline and then you turn on a bunch of critical thinking and then just chew it up and spit it out like some sort of salad that actually makes sense.
Yeah, we try. Obviously we're human, so we don't always get it right, but we really do put forth an effort, and, you know, Cam and I have a great working relationship together. When he came on, you know, I knew who Cam was before he ever came on with Bearing Arms. When right. I got the word he was coming on, I was like, sweet! Yeah, Cam Edwards, man.
Did you have a beard before Cam got there?
I did. But I've let it grow more because, you know, I have to compensate. I have to try to catch up.
I haven't seen him in the flesh in, I don't remember if he was at the 2020 SHOT Show. If he was, I didn't see him. But I have sat across from him on a video call and everything, and, you know, most of his upper body is showing, but the bottom of his beard is not.
Yes. He has the most glorious beard in the Second Amendment community.
Yes,
there's
he does.
No,
absolutely. I mean, he puts ZZ Top to shame.
Yeah, ZZ Top looks at him and goes, man, I wish.
I give. Let's talk about Portland. Portland has discovered something. Now, is the DA in Portland, is that a Sorosian DA? What's her name? Snowden.
I don't remember, but probably. Portland's kind of place. Soros would definitely throw some money.
Especially Portland. Portland has just been in a constant state of combat. It's like our Mogadishu.
Yeah, I think you're being unfair to Mogadishu.
You think so? Okay, well, I may be, but in Mogadishu, they're probably a little more serious about what they do, whereas some of this stuff that they do is sort of I don't know, it's almost as virtuous as gun buybacks. But I digress. What's the problem they're having in Portland?
Oh, what problem are they not having in Portland?
Oh. Well, let's talk about what you wrote about recently, then.
you have to narrow it down more, because Portland is special, and it's my head gets all the Portland stuff jumbled up, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
You know, it's when you were having night, you know, this is a city that's having nightly riots. The rest of the country had settled down from the George Floyd thing, and Portland's like, nope, we're just getting started. You know, so, let me try to think here. Like I said, I write a lot of stuff, so stuff gets kind of muddled.
Sure.
Right. Thank God for the internet. I can actually look up what I wrote.
Right. Right.
It's kind of sad we're at that point where I have to, you know, do something like that. But, you know, it's...
You've been writing, let's see, that was, we're talking, you've been writing, it seems like two or three pieces a day since 2017. Is that about right? 2018, maybe?
I hit 4 years August last year. Here lately, I've been writing about seven a day.
Seven?
Yeah. I write a lot.
Yeah.
I actually looked at it one time, and I'm responsible for about a quarter of the content on Bearing Arms as of last time I looked.
Right. Yeah. Is that the entire time of the website?
The entire time of the website.
Yeah.
I made up for lost time, apparently.
Well, I'll tell you what, you were talking about it's how it's up to the district attorney to do something when the cops arrest these guys.
But
in the meantime, in Multnomah County, they're quitting. These DAs are quitting.
Yeah, I do remember that one now. They were talking about the real high turnover there in the that county. And they were like, you know, well, the gun violence is the problem, and, you know, this is putting a lot of burden on all these people and all this other stuff. And I don't necessarily doubt that when you have a case that involves somebody being killed. I can imagine that creates some stress, especially since you have to see the parts of the story that don't make it on the news. You see the crime scene photos. You see, you know, all the blood and gore, all that stuff. You know, let's face it, they went to law school instead of medical school because they didn't want to see blood, probably.
Right.
Then they become prosecutors. It plays a factor. And it's not going to help the situation there, because when you're letting people out, when you turn your jails into a revolving door, you know, and, you know, they get arrested, they come in, they're processed, and they're sent right back out, and you can't prosecute them for any reason, you know, you can't get that prosecution as quickly as possible, that gives them more time. We see repeatedly, Cam and I have both written stories about people who were arrested for a murder while they were out on four other charges. And it's because they're not prosecuted as fast as they need to be.
Right.
So they're free to do, you know, to commit more crime. And let's be honest, if somebody tells, if someone reports them, if someone has done any of the stuff that we want responsible citizens to do, you know, because police, even the best cops in the world, you know, if you took the best cop from every department in the entire world to populate the Portland Police Department, they still can't do anything without the public involved. And these guys are coming right back out on the streets. They're killing people. They're hurting people, and people are going to be more afraid to step up and go, yeah, I saw it, because they know he's going to be back on the street, and they can't hide forever. It's a real problem in Portland.
And, right.
And it's, you know, in fairness to the DA, who was, like, probably one of Soros', pet project, but in fairness to them, the DA's office can't say, okay, well, we're just going to hire five more prosecutors. They don't have that kind of control over their budget. You know, even if they want to, even if they're, you know, they recognize they've got to do this to prevent burnout, they can't.
They probably should do that with the cops. I don't know how many cops they've lost. I'm sure they've lost plenty of them as well.
Oh, they have.
Yeah.
A lot of those departments have lost a lot of police officers, and they're not getting people in to fill the vacancy. Because apparently when you demonize police all over the country, people don't want to become cops.
I know.
It's shocking.
You know, bail reform and defunding the police, the Ferguson effect. Let's disarm everybody.
Yep.
All these things. I call this the Cloward and Piven of gun control. They're trying to make things pop, except it's not working exactly. I don't think it's working the way they think it might have.
Okay. Oh, no.
Especially,
just look at how many guns are being sold.
Well, I mean, look at Beverly Hills. They're setting themselves up in a defensive grid, calling a sheriff that they supported who's against people carrying guns, saying, I got to have a permit. Give it up, Villanueva.
Yep. And you know, it's funny because, you know, Beverly Hills drives a lot of the anti-gun narrative in Los Angeles. You know, they back the anti-gun lawmakers. They, you know, they push a lot of this stuff. And yet, the moment things start going sideways, they're screaming for guns.
Right.
You know, but it's really not surprising. You know, what's the saying, you know, about the difference between a liberal and a conservative, you know? A conservative is the liberal who's been mugged.
Indeed.
Conservative is the liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen,
you know what
I do. We're about to run out of time. I want to do this again, first chance we get. Thank you very much
for joining me tonight. Had a blast.
Outstanding. Tom Knighton from BearingArms.com. We'll be right back. Hour number two is coming up. We're going to be talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.